apparently they received a call that a white guy is being held hostage. The local police officers in that area, they're in cahoots with these Nigerian nationals.
Jacques Steenkamp is an investigative journalist with the South African Broadcasting Corporation. Earlier this month, whilst working on a story, he was robbed and held captive. He described the ordeal to me and alleges that police officers were aiding his kidnappers.
I got a report from an NGO about child trafficking and prostitution in the Mogale City area. So I then went there to investigate the claims made. This lady and two colleagues were held captive the week before, on the 23rd of March, by a group of about 20 Nigerian nationals whilst they were trying to look at a house where they believed there were some children being trafficked. So she showed me the area. You know, it's a lot of prostitutes, children, young children, people selling drugs and stuff. And then I decided to go on my own because basically most of the people didn't want to speak to me because they recognized her. So I then drove around, did a few interviews undercover, and then I decided to try and get access to one of these houses. So I picked up a prostitute trying to say I'm a customer, but I had my phone in my pocket recording the whole conversation. So we went into one of the rooms and I started chatting to her and stuff. The next moment, a police officer burst into the room trying to arrest me, but this was all a part of the whole scam, I believe. So I then had to identify myself as a journalist. I showed him the phone recording, but I tried to go outside the whole time and he refused that I leave the room. So after a few minutes of arguing, he left the room with a prostitute and two Nigerian nationals came into the room and basically barricaded the door.
The men then stole Steenkamp's wallet and made him transfer money from his bank account.
So the one guy then went to withdraw the funds, the other guy kept me in the room. And then a short while later, two police officers entered the room. They came in claiming that apparently they received a call that a white guy is being held hostage. But I couldn't trust these guys because the lady from the NGO and several other people I spoke to that morning all warned me against the local police officers in that area that they're in cahoots basically with these Nigerian nationals. They always tip them off and they make money out of the deals as well. So I couldn't trust these guys. But these guys also didn't want me to leave the room. But eventually when the other guy returned after he had given money, him and one of the cops went outside, they had a discussion. And then finally I could leave as well. But I mean, I was in that room for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I started thinking about scratching one of these guys. So that if they find my body, you know, they'll find DNA underneath my fingernails.
This wasn't the only attack on journalists in the country this month. Matata Seydu, the executive director of South Africa's National Editors Forum, told me of another incident they're currently investigating.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, we had three incidents. Journalists from a newspaper called The Citizen were covering the funeral of an anti-mining activist who had been killed in the Eastern Cape. And after the funeral, they went out to take shots of the area that is being disputed around the mining issue. And it was whilst they were busy with that members of the community who want the mining operation to go on came around and started assaulting them. In the process of that assault, some police officers arrived allegedly in a police van but did not intervene. So as the South African National Editors Forum, we've had a number of dealings with the police here in South Africa around these kind of issues. And we've written to them saying we want to meet with them because we think that the police should always defend everybody, journalists included.
Why do you think journalists and police officers have such a fraught relationship in South Africa?
Well, you have to understand that the South African Police Service suffers from the legacy of being a force of brutality against people. So journalists are always seen as people who would then expose whatever wrongs that the police may be doing in any given situation. So part of what we do as SANEF is make arrangements for our involvement, even at the training level of the police, so that as they recruit them at the very first training, we should be introducing the issues around media and the importance of media in democracy and how the police and the media should be able to coexist in situations where they are both operating.
How long do you think it will take to change that mentality?
I don't think it is possible to say how long it will take. There is no doubt that what we are dealing with is a legacy of the apartheid mentality of what police should do. Journalists have always been victims of police brutality in situations of unrest in the past. So that's why we're saying, because it is a culture issue within the police force, you have to undertake a much, much long-term approach to what the problem is.
But Brigadier Hangwani Molodzi, a spokesperson for the South African Police Service, thinks this change has already come about.
Well, according to our own observation, everything is fine. We have good relations with our journalists. If there are any other issues that are being raised, there is a forum that we normally deal with, the South African National Editors Forum. They would raise issues with us. And so far, things have been very much amicable, taking into consideration the fact that the relations from yesteryears, you know, during the apartheid era, things were not well at all. But now things have changed. The democracy that has been enshrined in our constitution is yielding very good results.
And do you think the police service has been doing enough to bring about that change?
Well, it does change a lot. I mean, we rely on the media when we want to get information from the public. And I think it's something that we are steadily and on a very quick, if I may use that word, stance. You know, we are doing very well in terms of making sure that the relations between ourselves and the media are amicable at all times. And if there are challenges in any other province in South Africa, we are able to deal with there and there. So the interaction that we have with the Editors Forum, and I think that is one of the good things that came out of the engagement that we had with the media. And I think in a few weeks' time, we'll be meeting them. I think we are ready to engage with them.
Now, do those meetings with the Editors Forum actually have a real impact, or are they just to show that the channel of communication is open?
A lot of changes have come out of them. You would know that we as the police, you know, we've got a responsibility. They also have a responsibility, and there is a line. We have to draw a line when it comes to investigations. There are other issues, obviously, that we cannot share with the media, and I think they do understand. But in terms of the relations itself, that has grown in leaps and bounds, you know, in the sense that we are able to interact, you know, individually with journalists. If they've got any challenges that they face, we are also able to assist them. So that is something that will always grow on a yearly basis. But I think for now we can safely say that the relations are very good, although there are other areas where you'll find that the relations have not yet been as good as such. But we try by all means that we go as management of the SAPS, give talk and lectures in terms of how the police deal with the media. But at the same time, we also try and interact with media in those areas so that they understand how we also operate as police officers.
The journalist Jacques Steenkamp thinks the problem will persist as long as police officers' wages are so low.
There's a lot of allegations against cops in the areas working with criminals. I mean, the biggest problem with police officers especially is, like, you know, most of these guys start off as police constables and they get paid barely nothing. And then they get promoted to a constable, for example, and then for 7 years they have to be on a salary of about, you know, 2,000-3,000 rand or less sometimes. And that's nothing, especially in the country currently. Everything is getting more expensive. So that, you know, that opens the door for possible corruption, that these guys might try to make money elsewhere. But with regards to journalists, you know, most of the time it's okay. But I mean, every now and then you do get a police officer that's not clued up, that thinks he's above the law, and you have arguments and stuff. But yeah, it's just part of a job.
Within the next few days, the South African Police Service will again meet with the National Editors Forum, where they'll attempt to unpick these lingering attitudes and talk through these and other disturbing recent cases of violence against journalists. But the task of overhauling the culture of the services across all of South Africa's provinces is very much still a work in progress.